The Y100 715 Second Date Update starts now.
Second Date Updates, JR and Beth on Y100. We got Larissa, who reached out to us, and she was very excited about Eli. They went to a main event. They had a good time bowling.
Bowling is a great first date because even if it is awkward or you feel like, you know, you don't really know the person, you always have to get up and go bowl. So you're like, hang on 1 second, I'll be right back.
As long as it doesn't get too competitive. But she said no, it was very fun. It was laid back, no weird conversation. So we're going to try to call Eli right now and see why he's not getting back to Larissa.
Hello.
Hi, this is Eli.
Speaking.
Hi, Eli. This is JR and Beth from Y100. How are you, man?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, I know we're probably catching you off guard a little bit this morning, but we wanted to see if we could talk to you on the air for a second about a date you recently went on. I know that sounds weird, but just a couple questions.
I mean, it's not going to end up being like making fun of me or anything.
No.
No, it'll be fun. We wanted to see if we could talk to you about this girl, Larissa. She said you guys met online. You guys went to main event, did some bowling. She had a great time, and now she doesn't know why you're not getting back to her.
I'm just not into. I'm not into her.
Why is that?
To be honest, she's gross.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow, that's right. Getting right to it right there.
I wish somebody would.
Why is she gross?
All right.
In your opinion, I should say.
All right. So during the day in the common area, there was another couple eating food, and they had a big plate of food. They left and had left half the plate. There's still food on the plate. So when they left, she actually went on the plate and actually ate on the food and was like, oh, wow, look, there's like extra food here, and started eating on the mozzarella, you know, sticks and the chicken wings and all that stuff. And it was just like, I almost barfed.
Wait, let me recap this real quick. So you guys are bowling and there's like someone next to you, like the little common area place that you share, kind of like a little area, and they left food there and then she just started to finish their food?
Yeah. She didn't even like say, like, oh, I'm going to do it. She just like started taking it. And I was just like, what are you doing? And then she was just like saying, oh, come on, look at all this food. It's great. I love it when people do that.
Did she know them?
I did not know them. They were strangers.
This doesn't sound possible.
Well, it is possible.
How would you?
You could eat somebody's leftovers. They left them on the plate in front of you, I guess. Well, that is weird, Eli. Eli, let me ask you. We have actually Larissa on the phone. I want to bring her back in for this. I want to ask her more about it.
Okay.
Larissa.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Honestly, he's totally, like, taking it out of context. First of all, Eli, I saved you money by just, like, snacking on some of this leftover food, and it's not a big deal at all. Honestly, these people were just sitting there right next to us. And, I mean, if you were at work and there was extra food and they gave an announcement that there's stuff in the break room, it's totally normal to just go ahead and have it, and that's leftover too.
It's not work. It's like we're just at a random bowling alley of random people. It's gross.
I mean, at work, sometimes there's tongs involved and, like, you know, you put them on your own plate.
I mean, this is finger food, too. So it's like they touched it up there washing their hands.
And then you put your hand in the bowling ball, and then you go eat, and then you put your hand back in the bowling ball. I know. It's gross.
These people were right next to us. It's not like we were, like, walking around looking for who has leftover food. They're sitting right there. We had a few drinks. And, okay, I grabbed a little bit of stuff off of their almost not even eaten plate.
Let me ask you something real quick, Larissa. Larissa, if you're at a restaurant and someone doesn't finish their food next to you, like at a table, are you someone that might grab something from another table?
I mean, it totally depends. I'm not if it's like half-eaten dessert.
Right.
I mean, but, you know, there's stuff sometimes it's just like, oh, this is cool. I've been sitting next to people for 3 hours, so I know more or less that it's clean. And, yeah, let me just have some.
I mean,
I've
offered like an appetizer to people next to us before at like those restaurants where you sit at the long tables and they're like community and we have like a ton. And I'm like, oh, hey, would you like some? But like we were there.
Yeah. Eli, do you say it's a deal breaker for you?
I mean, I was going to say she's really basic with that, but this is below basic. I mean, even basic people wouldn't do that. I mean, if you really were that hungry, I would have just brought you another fresh plate. You know, it'd be like, it'd just be the safe, hygienic thing to do.
I mean, some people are frugal.
Well, she's
not. That's not frugal. That's just gross. I mean, I mean, do you wash your hands after using the bathroom?
Well, we don't have to get into all that. I don't know. I don't want to know really at this point. Larissa, now you got your answers of why he's not getting back to you. I mean, listen, hey, I'm not going to judge you by this by any means. I mean, this is you. This is your choice. Do what you want to do. Eli, obviously, he's a little grossed out by it. Doesn't want to go on another date, but now you know why. And I wish you both luck.
Thank you so much. It was totally his loss.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate your help.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.